From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Kelly Mitchell. There is at least the first possibility of an explanation into why that five-story section of parking garage collapsed at the Miami-Dade College West campus. It was hit with a crane 2 days before. That's coming directly from the owner of the construction company building the garage complex. Bill Burns says the crane struck a garage column in the outer portion of the building, but he doesn't say if the impact happened in the quadrant that actually collapsed. He also says inspectors checked the building then and the crane and determined that work could resume. However, OSHA investigators still will need to complete their investigation. It appears four men were killed in the collapse, although the final victim has yet to be recovered. That is not sitting too well with the family of Robert Budo. They believe the search should continue and feel rescue efforts did not move fast enough. They say it took half a day to get a crane in. Brittany Budo is the man's niece.
You know, this is what they were trained for disasters like this, and they've been worse disasters, so why is it taking so long, or why I just feel like they've given up on my uncle, and I don't think that's fair. He could be down there. He could be alive. You don't know, and if he is alive, just please give him a chance. Give him a chance. He's a fighter. Give him a chance.
The family says the rescue was called off at about 7:30 last night. Two people have died and two more have been diagnosed with meningitis in Florida. It's in connection with those contaminated vials of steroid injections. The new cases are a 52-year-old woman and a 79-year-old woman. They were both being treated at the same Marion County Pain Clinic. Nine people have been affected here so far. Fresh off last night's vice presidential debate and with just about 5 weeks to go until Election Day, many people are getting those robocalls. Sometimes they offer to help you even get an absentee ballot. Bobby O'Brien reports some people say they're confusing.
Starting a few weeks ago, the Manatee County Supervisor of Elections office was flooded with hundreds of calls. Election Supervisor Bob Sweat says many were coming from automated robocalls.
What they're doing is when a person picks up the phone, they're saying, if you'd like to have an absentee ballot, punch one. And then when they punch one, it dials directly into our office. They think it's us calling and asking, you know, if they've got an absentee ballot or if they want an absentee ballot. And then when we answer the phone here, we get some irate people because we're not the ones that's making the call.
His county isn't the only one experiencing robocall connections. Sarasota and Pasco report the same robocalls. Sweat says, bottom line, his office wants to send out the ballots if the caller is registered and provides the proper information. I'm Bobby O'Brien in Tampa.
A misprint on 60,000 absentee ballots means vote counting in, yes, Palm Beach County will be sort of special again this year. Supervisor of Elections Susan Booker tries to explain.
The ballot is fine. It just did not include the titles for the retention of the Supreme Court justices and the Fourth District Court of Appeals. We just want to point out that, you know, these races are on there and they lack a title.
Each ballot will have to be examined. For more news, go to WLRN.org. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell. Andy, you and everybody else out there, a safe, sunny, and happy weekend.